floor. Or hell, just standing up like this would be fine. Being madly in love with a woman who could bend and move in hard-on-inducing ways was pretty much the greatest thing in the world. Yeah, he was a lucky bastard. "Ladies first," he said, setting her down, then gesturing for her to talk. "No, you go," she said, her forest green eyes twinkling. "I want to hear all about your big interview." She reached for the collar on his shirt, tugging both ends. "I bet they adored you. I bet you already have your second interview lined up." "Better than that," he said, and dipped her, her back arcing effortlessly as she looked up at him from that position. The last thing he'd expected when he walked into his job interview today was to be hired on the spot. That wasn't even in the realm of possibility. It was an informational interview. Besides, the job he'd originally gone in for was based in New York. But the post that Late Night Antics offered him, a gig with more money, more cred, and more opportunity, was in Los Angeles. At 21, he'd landed a comedian's dream job. Tell me, she demanded, laughter in her voice. He raised her up again and parked his hands on her shoulders. "We're moving to LA next week." Her sweet laughter stopped.